Today's.
How many people? 13 people. They screwed this up for 13 people.
What?
You know, people use that NRA discount.
Oh, okay.
13 people.
Okay.
They lost $50 million for 13 people. Good move.
So we're going to daf mem ches. So we're in the middle of, again, this is Mishnah, is talking about three types of houses. Mem ches. The Mishnah, mem ches. Mem ches, Siman Aleph, as we're starting. If you are not up to mem ches, Siman Aleph, so after daf today, go home and catch up. But we are starting from mem ches, Siman Aleph. Okay. Then the prior Mishnayos talked about how you revat the Avodah Zarah in the houses, now you revat the Avodah Zarah on the stones. Now we're talking about revat the Avodah Zarah on the trees, on the Asheros. So Shalosh Asheros Hain. There are three different types of Asheros, similar to what we've done in the previous two Mishnayos. Number one, Ilan Shenita'o Mitchila L'Shem Avodah Chachavim. A tree that was planted for the express purpose of Avodah Zarah. It's the Mishnah on top of Mem Ches Siman Aleph. It's the first words. Okay. So Elon slows to say his name. Elon Shinatao Bitchila Shemos Khavim, Harezo Asura. That is Asurana, even if it wasn't worship yet, Rashi points out. And Rashi says, Acha Yivatlenu Avodah Chachavim, till it's nullified. Number two, Vigido Upislo Lushem Avodah Chachavim, Vehechelif, no tell Masha Hechelif. So what the guy does is there's an existing tree, and either a Jew or a guy comes over and prunes it, or pislo, I think comes from the word of paslos, not pasl like a statue. And he removes the refuse. He does something to the tree, does some mice to the tree in order to that the growths would be used as Avodah Zarah. So Rashi says, Gid'o, he says, Ove Kachavim Yisrael, Avodah Chachavim, Letzorech Avodah Chachavim, Le'avod HaGidulim, Sheyikid Lubo Me'ata. Right, so it's already a planted tree, and now he prunes it in order that it'll grow better, and then the growths will be used as Avodah Zarah. Right, v'hu kvar yanatua, kishabo Yisrael lehenos bimenu. It's already planted when they're coming to do it. So that case is, what happens is, the hechalif. And then the new growths, I guess maybe it's a string around it where it was old and where it's new, and then the new growths come out. So in order to matir the tree, no til masha hechalif. All he has to do is take off the part that grows. Rashi says, v'sorfo kedin ashero, v'ikaro mutarana. You just get off the growths, and then the remainder, the base of the tree, is still mutter. It seems that as long as the growths are still there, you can't get benefit from the tree. But once you take off the growths, you don't have to destroy those. You don't have to destroy the tree. The third asher they mentioned is he'emid tachteha avodas chachavim. So it seems like you place the idol underneath the branches, underneath the leaves of the tree, in the tala, and then you took the avodah zarah away. Hareza muteris. Then at the time we take it away, it's muteris, meaning that the tree is sort of like, I don't know, a dependency of Avodah Zarah. It's just there, but it's not the actual Avodah Zarah. So therefore, once you remove the Avodah Zarah, it becomes mutter. And we'll sort of change that one around in the next Mishnah.
Would this also include the next
Mishnah? I don't know. Amar debay Rav Yanai. So Rav Yanai says, no. Vuhu shehivrich. The Hirkiv Begufo Shel Ilan. He's talking about the second part. The second part he talks about pruning. So when does it make the new parts usser? He says you have to do like a super meiser. You have to be mavrich, which is pruning, on how he translates, not pruning, grafting. Or mavrich is more where you actually bend the shoot into the tree, you bury it into the ground, and then the other shoot comes up. And Hirkiv is you take this, that I think is grafting. How does he translate
layered, it? Layered and grafting.
Sorry?
Layered and grafting.
Okay. Rashi says, Behusha Hivrich. What's that gimel? Behusha Hivrich Vihirkiv. Begufo may also have racha the harchava hayachalifusav. And from that grafting and layering comes out the growths. The Havale Hanech Gidulim Hanitui Mitchilakach. Because he's viewing, remember we mentioned before, that you have to have the tree has to be planted for it. Because if it's already existing, then there's a machlokas to whether that's a Avodah Zarah. So here, with the grafting and the layering, then that's considered as if it is initially planted for Avodah Zarah. The Ilav Hachi, because if you don't do this, then Afilu Chidush Lo Mitzar. Then Rav Yanai says, and even what grows, unless you do the Super Maisa, even what grows will not become Usar. So the Gemara says, wait a second, that's great, but V'ha'anan Gido Upislo Tanan. Our Mishnah doesn't say that. Our Mishnah says, just pruning and...
They do all this, right?
What?
Doesn't say the dual.
You don't say all this, right? Gido Tanan, Mishum Maisa Porto, Shinoi Ba'alma, Lekeira Mitzar. It's a simple Maisa, just that you recognizable Maisa. It doesn't have to be the super thing of pruning and grafting. So he's right. Are you right? He says you're right. Ella Ki Itma de Rabbi Yanai. When did Rabbi Yanai make his statement? He didn't make his statement to tell you what becomes usser. He makes a statement legabe bitul, le'inyan bitula itmar. Right, Rashi says, but you cannot do today's law without Rashi. He says le'inyan can't do any more without Rashi, but today for sure. He says le'inyan bitula itmar. He says maybe you can if you have the article. He says lo le'inyan tchilas isrolomar. Talking about what Rabbi Yanai is not come to say what becomes usser from the outset. She'im lo hivrich magufa lo yitzarach bitul, that if he didn't do this grafting, it would become bitul. Ella abitul kai. The chimivata leYisrael sagi b'hachi afagav de nasa ma'isa begufo shel ilan. He's just saying that if, in order to mivata, let's read inside. He says ki itmar in a bitul itmar. The afagav de hivrich v'hirki begufo shel ilan. Even if you did the super ma'isa where you were grafted the tree, ki nato ma'ase hichlif. If you just take off what was grown, shaper dami. That's enough, and now the rest of the tree is mutter. Because we would have thought ma'u de tame, or you would have thought kevan de hivrich v'hirki begufo shel ilan. Since you grafted or layered this tree, ki ilan shenato mitchila. So you would have thought that maybe that now this constitutes a tree that's planted from the outset as being a tree planted from avodah zarah v'litzar kula, and therefore the entire tree is now subject to the iser kamash malan, that only the tosefes, only the extra is iser, and therefore when you take off the tosefes, the rest of the tree becomes mutter. Okay. It seems like you're taking a non-avodah zarah tree, right? A tree that was not worshipped avodah zarah yet, and then you graft, and now you for the purpose of the excess of the growths to become avodah zarah. So
how are you grafting?
I don't know how to graft. I have no idea how to graft. You're grafting from that tree itself.
No.
We'll use the case of the hirkiv, where you're taking the shoot and you're putting it down, and it grows. Right, you take and then it grows more. It grows more. However it works, we know how the botanist will tell us. However it works, and it grows more. So that excess that grows is now usser of avodah zarah, and as long as it's attached to the original tree, it's also that tree is also usser. You just top off the excess, the growth, and then the tree becomes mutter again. So Amar Shmuel says, "Hamishtachave le'ilan asura." Someone who bows down to a tree makes the tree usser, meaning the tree was not planted to shame avodah zarah. Sorry. That's a big difference. Hamishtachave le'ilan tosfotei asura. So you bow down to a tree that was not planted the shame of the Zohar to start with, and then you bow down to it. So from here going, anything that grows from here going forward, it must put some string on it to know the difference. It becomes asur. So Masiv Rav Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says, wait a second. Our Mishnah said, how do you make the growths asur for a tree that wasn't originally planted for the Zohar? You have to do a mice to it. You have to do gidul psulo. You're just telling me I'm bound down. Right? He says, Amar Mesir Rabbi Lezer, gidul upsulo lavos achavim, vehechlif, no tel masha hechlif, gidul upislo in, lo gidul upislo lo. But if you didn't do this mice, just bowing down, the inference from our Mishnah is just bowing down is not going to be sufficient to create an isra on the growth. You're saying just bowing down creates an isra on the growth. Our Mishnah says you have to do a mice to make the growth usr. So Amalach Shmuel says, I'll answer you. Ha money. Who is the Mishnah going like? The Mishnah is going like Rabbanan. Shmuel the Amar Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. We have to remember the confusing daf on daf memhei. So let's read it inside in the Rashi. So Hamalach Shmuel. Shmuel says, Ha money Rabbanan he. Our Mishnah is Rabbanan. The pliga lead Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. They argue Rabbi Yosef and they say, Va'amri Elon Shen Natao. Ulubasof avdo mutter. They say that a tree that is planted and then is worshipped becomes mutter, like it's like a mountain. You can't aser it. But hilkach, therefore, gid'o upsilo, if you prune it or do an action to it, have kinetu mitchila. That's as if you're planting the new parts now. So you're replanting from, and the growths are considered planted. L'shem avodah zarah. Lekach, the mishum gidul machlif tvei umitzera, and therefore the gidua grows, it becomes aser. Aval lo gidul lo, but if not, it doesn't become aser. And he, Shmuel, is saying, like Rav Roshi Bar Yehuda, who says that if you would bow down to a tree, even if it wasn't planted l'shem avodah zarah, you would make the tree aser. So he's saying, if you bow down to a tree, out to Maisa, the extra becomes aser. The price, so he says, Hamani is Rabbanan, he, Ushmuel, who says that Hishtachavaya alone is enough, is an Aholik Yossi Bar Yehuda, who says that Elon Shinita'o, Lesof Avado Aser, because the Natiya, the planting is considered the Maisa Adam. The problem is now, as it seems, as far as I say, you're setting up the machlokas now between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanon only regarding the excess. Meaning that the original, right, Shmuel is saying you bow down to the tree, only the excess is usher. Whereas we thought Rabbi Yossi and Yehudi meant that the entire tree becomes usher. Right? Right, you know, right now the machlokas come to Rabbi Yossi is by a tree that's planted, and the end, and then you worship it, and the machlokas is only by the Tosefis. The Chama will matter it, and Rabbi Yossi Yehuda will say it's usher, but according to everybody, the Elon itself is not usher, right? And this, and right, so Maskif Lei Rabbi Ashi, so Rabbi Ashi asks, Mimai de Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda v'Rabbanan b'Tosefes Pligi. How do you know, or why are you saying that Rabbanan and Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda are only arguing, again, the cases where you bound down to a tree that wasn't planted L'Shem Avodah Zarah, how do you say, why do you say that the Machlok is only regarding the growth from that point on? Dilma, maybe, Tosef Vesat Ivrei Kol Aser. Maybe everyone agrees that the growth will be Aser. Upi Ikaro Pligi. And the Machlok is regarding the existing tree from beforehand. The Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda Savar Ikaro Nami Aser. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda is going to say the trunk, I guess, the original tree is also Aser. The Ksiv, because the Pasuk says, Va'asherehem Tisrefun Be'esh. What does Asherehem mean? So Asherehem, Rashi says, Asherehem Trei Mashma. Two trees is Mashma and Asherehem. Chad from the two Amitchi, Lelekach. One that's planted originally from Zara, the Chalatol Sofavdo, one that is planted and then worshipped. So he would say everything is Aser. The Rabbanan Savri, Ikar Ilan Shari. Rabbanan would say, no, you're right, the growth is Aser, but there's no machlokas there, but the Ikar Ilan is Mutter. Right, the Chsiv, what Pasuk says, Va'ashareyem Tigadeyun. Right, there's one tree, there's a tree that you don't have to burn it, you just have to cut it. Tigadeyun means to cut. Normally you say, Vashar, Tisruvim Be'esh. And then we have another passage that says Tigadeyu. So what's what? The Ezu Ilan Shegidu Asar Bikaro Shari. Which one is that you can just chop it up, you can cut it, but the source, the original part of it is Mutter. Have Omer Ilan Shnetol Sofavdo. It'll be a tree that was planted and then was worshipped in the end. So the tree itself is Mutter and the growth is Asar. So why are you saying that the way you step the Machlokas is that their Machlokas is only on the growth, but everybody holds that the tree itself is Asar. Set it up and everybody holds that everyone holds that the growth is Asar, but the Machlokas is by the tree. Okay? Right, the first way the Machlokas was Machlokas by the growth and everyone holds the tree is Asar. Here why you say everyone holds that the tree is Mutter. Here you say, here we say that everyone holds that the growth is usher, the machlokas is by the tree. Okay.
But how can you say the tree is mutter? Because when you're consecrating the tree...
The tree is like a mountain. Just like a mountain is no maisa adam, it's grown by itself, you can't usher. That was the Mishnah on Mem Hei. Right? You can't, if you bow down to a mountain, the mountain's mutter. Because it's natural growth.
Right,
you can't usher that.
But
so the tree is natural growth.
But if you're ushering the future growth, you're bowing down to the entire tree, not just
but you can't oscillate that. You're bowing down, cannot oscillate the original growth. What ends up happening is, like the Mishnah says, you chop off the growth and then the tree is mutter again. You can't oscillate that part. It's something that's not, it's not within the power of a human being to oscillate something that Kadosh Baruch Hu grew. That's why you can't oscillate a mountain, and according to Shita, you can't oscillate a tree. That was the datum a few days ago.
Unless you planted it.
Unless you planted it, okay. V'chi tema, but you might say, ha, lo mitharzinon hachi. Well, the Gemara on Daf Mem Hei on the base, when it went through the Machlokas between Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda and the Rabbanon, didn't give this answer. Apparently, I'm not so sure what the Gemara is saying here, right? They didn't answer that they didn't answer. And Rav Ashi is saying, maybe you will ask upon me, but they didn't answer this question. So v'chitema halo matartin hachi. The Gemara on Daf Mem Hei Mebeis did not explain that their machlokas was on shenechlekul al dina ikur, but that their machlokas was only on the ikur, not the tosefes. Because over there they said that Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda asered by a tree. He learned that from Ashrein to Gadayun. I think over there they used the psukim were flipped around. And over here we're saying Rabbi Yossi learns that from Ashrein to Sulba Eish. And here I want to use the Ashrein Tigadeyun. And over there, Rabbi Yossi learned his Shita from Ashrein Tigadeyun. Right, so I'm 23 days ago, I just don't remember. Okay, so the Gemara then says, okay, no,
Ipuch Rabbanon the Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda, or the Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda the Rabbanon. So now I'm not sure what's going on. So he says, Ipuch. Right, Rashi says, Tertsu the Rabbanon the Rabbi Yosef, the Rabbi Yosef the Rabbanon. You know, fine, just switch around the psukim. Because what Rashi says, basically, is that we just knew what their shitas were. We were trying to figure out what the source was. So over there, we thought the source might be A, and here we're just flipping around that the source is different. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says, Tirtu the Rabbanon Rabbi Yosi, the Rabbi Yosi the Rabbanon. Just go over there and flip around the sources. Now, lo behedrish shemina lehi Rabbi Yosi, the love time of Asherim Tigadeyun. We didn't learn explicitly that Rabbi Yosef learns his reasoning from Asherim Tigadeyun. The ha Rabbi Yosi v'Asherim tishreifun ba'esh, nasir lehi tamud ilamilsa, v'anan hu dekashla and haimi boy. We asked all the questions over there. So we weren't sure. So maybe he's going to say, just flip it around. The Masorah was the Shita, not what the source was. So we can flip around the source, maybe. I think that's what it's saying. So the Gemara says, because if it's Ashrei, if we're learning it the way we're learning it now, then you can set up the Machlokas, apparently you can set up the Machlokas by the tree, and everyone would agree that the growth is Aser. I guess if you learn it the other way, you can't set the Machlokas up that way. So the Gemara then asks, okay, Imkain, if Rav Ashi, that you are correct, that everyone says that the growth is Aser, then who's our Mishnah, right? Gid'o u'pislu, our Mishnah says Gid'o u'pislu v'hichlif, notu mashu hechlif, that's Mashmah, that when does it become Aser? Only, right, if you do something. If you just bow down and then prune it, it doesn't become Aser, because it's Mechubar. It doesn't, nothing, you didn't do any ma'isa to it. So Makatonila, who of our Tanoim is that Mishnah like? Lo k'rabanan, it's not like Rabbanan, v'lo Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda. Because Irabanan, if our Mishnah holds like the Chachamim, then below Gido Pislo Nami Tosef and Asura. What do I need pruning in order to make it Aser? Even just bowing down would make the growth Aser. The E Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda, and if you go to Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda, Iker Ilanami Aser. Bowing down makes the entire tree Aser. What do you need Gido Pislo just to make the growth? What do you mean the growth is Aser? You do a Maisev of Azara to the tree, the whole tree becomes Aser. So who's the Sheet of our Mishnah who says you have to do a pruning action to the tree to make the growth Aser? According to you, Rabbi Yosi, everyone agrees the growth is Aser just by bowing down. Going to Rav Ashi. So the Gemara says, no, Ibais Eimer Rabbanon, right, that was, I'm not, still shaky on that part over there, Ibais Eimer Rabbanon, Ibais Eimer Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda. You can explain the Mishnah both either in accordance with Rabbanon or accordance with Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda. Ibais Eimer Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda, you can say, Ki Ka'am Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda, when does Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda say that bowing is enough to Asher the tree? That's if you only bow. But if you do a Maisa to the tree, now your Megala Das, that the only thing you want to make Aser as the Avodah Zarah is the growth. So maybe then the original part is no, you revealed your Das. Similar to what you were saying before, you revealed your Das, then now all you want to make to be the Avodah Zarah is the growth. So the tree would be Mutter. Right, to be inside.
How do you see it?
What do you mean? Because he,
I don't see how you see it.
Well, let's read it inside. The Ki Ka'amar Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda, when does he say that bowing down alone makes the entire tree Aser? That's below Gidlo Upislo Iker Ilan Aser. That's if you don't do a pruning action, then the Iker of the tree, the tree is Aser. That's Bistama. That's when you just bow down. We just bow down. Aval Gidlo Upislo, but when you prune it, Gole Adaite, the Tosefis Nichale, Be Iker Ilan No Nichale. He's Megaladas, that the only thing that's important for him for the Avodah Zarah is the growth, not the current trunk. Because if the current trunk was important to him, he would prune it.
But you're saying he is pruning it.
Exactly. So that's why, so if you prune it...
So he's got nothing to bow down to then. He's pruning it, he's cleaning off all
But then he waits for the growth to grow, and then he bows down.
Wait for it to grow.
Correct,
again.
That's the case.
The new growth.
The new growth. That's the great... No, he prunes it. He prunes it so that the growth that comes from where he pruned it is going to be Avodah Zarah. So if he doesn't prune it, so then when he bows down, he's Megalat, that means he wants the whole thing to be Aser. But when he prunes it, he's Megalat Aser. The only thing that he wants to use as Avodah Zarah is what grows from where he prunes. That's what he seems to be saying, right? Rashi says, Ibasim Rav Yossi, he says, Kikam Rav Yossi, Iker Ilam Aser is Bestama. Okay, that's where
you...
What?
Is that changing?
It's explaining the Mishnah according to Shita Rav Yosi, according to Rav Ashi. Okay. Ibai Seim Rabbanan, or we can say the Mishnah goes according to Rabbanan. who says gidda upislo itzbrichale. He says you do right. We just said that you explained the machlokas that if you bow down, everyone agrees that the growth is usur. He says no. So the Mishnah says you have to prune it. He says why? Sakadai de kamina kevan de avile maise begufa ikar ilan nami litzer kamash malan. Because you might have thought, when do the Rabbanan say that the tree does not become usur? That's only if you bow down to it and don't do any action to the tree itself. But if you actually prune the tree and do something to the tree, maybe that's considered as if you initiated something into the tree. It's not a growth on its own, and therefore the entire tree would become usur. Kamash malan, that only the growth would become usur. So Rashi can then explain the Mishnah either in accordance either with Rabbanan or Rabbi Yossi, and then his answer could be right that the machlokas in Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanan is regarding the tree itself, but for the growth they both would agree it's aser. Okay. Then the Mishnah says, Ezo Asherah. What's considered an Asherah? The Gemara's going to jump right away. What do you mean what's considered an Asherah? The prior Mishnah just said there are three types of Asherahs. So the Gemara's going to ask that. So Ezo Asherah. What's an Asherah? Kol Sheyesh Tachteha Avodas Kachavim. Anything that has beneath it Avodas Kachavim. Rashi says, Shimon says, Kol She'ovin Osa. You have to worship the tree itself. Rashi says, Ovin Osa, Es Ilan Atzmo. Aval Im Odim Es Avodas Kachavim She'tachtav Ha'ilan Mutter. If you're just worshiping what's underneath it, then the tree itself is Mutter. Maisa B'Tzidon, Sidon. A Maisa happened in Sidon, Sidon. V'Ilan Shayu Ovin Osa. There were people going and they were worshiping by this tree. And I guess they didn't want to make the tree usher. Umitzao tachtav gal. And they found, and they did some research, and they found under the tree a bunch of stones, right? A gal, like a monument of stones. So, omehelehen, Rabbi Shimon, bitkus agalazet. Check out the stones. Just look into it. And they look into it. Umitzao botsura. And they found, like, engravings on, what is it? Shape. Okay, they found engravings on it. So, omehelehen, hoav latsurahin ovdim. Since they're worshipping the tsura, natilehenas ilan. Then the tree would be okay. I mean, they're worshipping the tzura, not worshipping the tree. That's l'shitasso. That's from Shimon l'shitasso, who says that if the avodah zarah is under the tree, the tree's not usher, only the avodah zarah is usher.
So, the idol is beneath the tree permanently. The tree is usher.
Who said that?
Note 4.
Who does he quote? It's interesting. It could be. I don't know. I don't see that in Rashi. But it could very well be. Note 4. It cross references to another note. Okay. All right. Okay. I'm assuming, I think as so long as the Avodah Zarah is there, maybe that means that's what it means that the tree is not can't be used. But the tree is not permanently usher. Remove the Avodah Zarah, then the tree becomes mutter. Well, then you can't remove it. Ezu Ashera, the Gemara says, Ezu Ashera, Va'anan Shalosh Asheras Tanan. Our Mishnah said, these are the three Asheras. So Gemara says, Hachika Amar. Shtayim Adirei Kol. There are two types of Asheras, which was Ashera number one, Ashera number two in the Mishnah, which there's no machlokas about. Ba'achas, and there's one Ashera, there's a third Ashera that we mentioned above, that's a machlokas from Shimon Rabbanan. That becomes a machlokas from Shimon Rabbanan, right? The third Ashera we mentioned in the previous Mishnah was when you put a Avodah Zarah underneath the tree, right? So the Gemara there said, that the Mishnah assumes that it's us as long as it's there. You remove the Avodah Zarah, it's mutter. Comes Rabbi Shimon and says no, right? It's Ezi Asher Shnechel Rabbi Shimon Rechavim Kol Sheyish Taktei Avodah Chachavim. According to the Chachavim, so long as the Avodah Zarah is underneath it, the tree is Asher. Rabbi Shimon, Omer no, Kol She Ovin Osar. Even if the Asher is, even if the Avodah Zarah is there, the tree is still mutter for use. It only becomes Asher if you actually worship the tree. Okay. So then the Gemara says, how can this is a little interesting? How can you determine what an Asherah is? Which tree is an Asherah? So Ezi Asherah Stam. What's a sign for an Asherah? Amar Rav. Rav says Kol Shekomrim Yoshim Tachtel They Ain't Tomi Mipeirosa. They put it off. The priests don't. They sit underneath the tree and they won't touch the they won't touch the fruit because they don't want to get benefit from it.
Well, Shmuel Amar.
What?
They won't taste the fruits.
Right. They won't get any benefit from the fruits. Right. They won't do anything with it. Ushmuel Amar, that proves that they're holding this tree in high regard, and that's why it's an Asherah. Ushmuel Amar, Afilu Amri Hani Tamri, even if the Kohen say, Hani Tamri Libbe Nitrafi, that they say, oh, look at this tree, we're going to take these fruits to Bein Nitrafi, which I think is their shame of their Avodah Zarah, Rosh Hashem of Osalut.
Yeah,
to their cult, right? It's Usher, because, why? The Rami Be'Shechra, they're going to take these fruits and make beer out of it, V'Shasile, and drink it, B'Yom Edom, on their holidays. Meaning, Shmuel doesn't hold this concept that what makes something holy for the Avodah Zarah is that it's set off. Like, we don't have this idea of Kodesh, that's set off. They'll use it, but if they're going to be using it for the specific purposes for their celebrations, that's also a proof of Asherah. And Amar Memer, Amar Lusavi, the Pumbedisa, Memer says that the elders of Pumbedisa told me, Hilchas HaKish Shmuel, the Halacha, follow Shmuel.
Yeah, well, it's kind of easy when the priest is gathering under the tree. I'm talking about the Jews are coming to Israel, and they don't know priests under the tree. How do you know what Asherah is? You know, it's easy when the priest is sitting under the tree and declare, how do you know a stam tree is Asherah when there's no one sitting under it? You know what I mean? Yes, you know what I mean? It's pretty simple when the guys are sitting under it saying,
you know, we're not giving you the fruit. Okay. Next. Now we have a tree that isn't a Asherah. So you know that a tree is an Asherah. Lo yeshev bitzila. Don't sit in its shade. Right? Don't sit in the shade because you're not allowed to get benefit from the Avodah Zarah. So you're not getting benefit from the tree itself, you know, not from the physical part of the tree. It's its shade. You can't get any benefit. Rashi says, Haitzel, Lav tachas nofa ilanu. This shade is not directly underneath the tree, the branches. The imkain. Well, let's read the Mishnah and we'll go back to Rashi. Okay. So it's a shade. The shade of the tree sometimes extends beyond the leaves. So it's losh bleishev betzila v'im yashev. But if you did sit in the shade of the tree, nevertheless you're tahor. And there was a gzeirah d'rabbanan that if you sat underneath the tree of an asherah, you became tameh. It says, but if you sat in the shade, you're tahor. Velo ya'avor tachtel. You should not pass underneath. This is underneath the actual branches of the tree. Vim avar. If you pass under the actual branches of the tree, then you are tamei. Tamei derabanan. But haisagozelas es harabim. I wasn't sure what this meant. If it's stealing the rabim, Rashi seems to say that the branches are overflowing into the rishus harabim, and therefore, if you make everyone tamei who's walking under it, you got a big problem. No one could drive down Ocean Parkway anymore because you have the tree hanging over it. So he says, and then maybe you can have an air. So he says, gozelas es harabim, right? For avar tachtea tahor. If it was gozelas es harabim, and then you pass underneath it, you would be tahor, right? But it seems the lashon of the Mishnah is the avar, like it's almost passive, like it's b'di'evet. Okay, so now let's go back to the Rashi. It says lo yeshi b'tzela. So right, haitzel, this shade that we're talking about that you're not allowed to sit in. Is lav tachas nofa ilanu. It's not under the branches itself. The imkain, because if it was under the branches itself, lo havi masti le im yashav tahor, then it wouldn't say that if you sat there, you'd be tahor. Because the seifa says, lo yavor tachtev yavor tameh, that if you pass under the branches, you become tameh. Right? Ela, it's mina ilan vahala. It's the shade beyond the length of the tree. Hilkach lav oelhu. Therefore, you're not under the tree, so you're not walking under the oel of the tree. He says, ben Mizrach o ben Marav, when the sun is in the east or the west, Yeshu kol adam tzel aruch, you have a long shadow. Kishachama omedes beetzem harakia, like in the mid afternoon, ein lechol davar tzel el tachtav. Then there's no shade other than right behind you. Your shade, I guess you can tell. The shadow extends, right? You're a scientist. The shadow extends. It's true. You just look outside. The shadow extends. When shadow extends longer at certain times of the day. It will extend longer than I'm 5'8". My shadow at the longer times of the day will extend longer. What? I'm 5'6". Okay. The shadow extends longer than my body frame. But in the afternoon, it doesn't. So that we're talking about what extends beyond the length of the frame of the tree. Okay.
You're under the actual tree to become tamei.
But you're still not supposed to walk in the shadow of the tree. Okay. Lo yeshev bitzila. You're not allowed to sit in the shade of the Asherah tree. The Gemara says pshita. The Asherah tree is asherbahana. So what's the problem? So Amar Rabba Barachana Amar Rabbi Yochanan Lo nitzucha el letzel tzila. This is what Rashi said before. We're talking about tzel tzila. It's the extension, right? It's where it's the extension of the shade. So basically, the shade of the tree is 6 foot tree. Cell of the tree is 6 feet. When it extends beyond the 6 feet, it's tzel tzila. So you can't even sit in the tzel tzila, right? Is that what he says it?
Yeah.
Okay. So Amar Rabba Bar Barachana Amar Rabbi Yochanan Lo Nitzkar El Tzel Tzila. So he says Michlal. So that's telling me that I should not sit in the tzel tzila. But if I did, I'm tahar. Michlal, debitzel kol masa, if the shade of the length of the tree, im yashav tamei, then you would be tamei. If you look at the Mishnah says, don't sit in the tzel, which we're defining as tzel tzila, and if you did, you're tahar. Mashma, if you sat in the regular tzel, you would be tamei, right? So Mar says, Michlal, debitzel kol masa, im yashav tamei. Mar says, lo, no, that's not the case. Dafil itzel kol masa, nami im yashav tahar. And even if you sat in the shade of the tree, not under the leaves, but just the length of the tree in the shade, im yashav tahor, hakamash malan, what's come to teach us in the Mishnah is dafilu tzaltila lo yeshev. The Mishnah is not there to make the diuk regarding the tzel, it's just teaching the chumrah that you shouldn't even sit in the tzel tzila. Now, ikal masna la seifa, some learned this logic argument on the seifa, it says, im yashav tahor, if you sat in the tzel of the asherah, right, im yashav tahor. The second part says, lo yeshev betzila v'im yashav tahor. Right? So pshita, it's pashat that you're going to be tahor. You didn't sit under the tree. You're only sitting in the shade. You didn't make you weren't under the ohel of the tree. So why would you have a havamina to be tamei? So he goes, pshita. And the Gemara says, ama rabba baruchan amar yochel lo el litzal kol masa. That's talking about the regular shade. Again, the shade that's the length of the tree. The tree 6 feet. A 6 feet, if you're in a 6 foot, the shadow, right? A 6 foot shadow, then you would still be your tahor. So mechlal, so that's mechlal, the tzel tzela afilu chachil yeshev, that you can even sit in a tzel tzela. Meaning, if you're saying im yashav tahor is talking about the tzel, and it says lo, and it's talking about the regular tzel, it says lo yeshev but tzel, so then tzel tzela you can't sit lechatchila. Gemara says no, don't make the deal. Lo hakamash malan the afilu tzel kol masa im yashav tahor. No, it's just coming, it's not teaching you a diuk for tzel tzela, it's just teaching you an idea that tzel kol masa, the shadow of the length of the tree itself, would still be tahor because you're not, the Asherah is not being mahil over you. Okay. Lo yavor tachteh. Don't walk under the actual branches of the tree. Vim avar tamei. And if you walk under the branch of the tree, you become tamei. My taima. Why did the Chachamim make a gezerah of tumah? I'm not sure what level or what status you get, but why do they make a status of tumah when it comes to the tree? So Sibara says, it's impossible that there's no sort of avodah zara or something left underneath the tree, and you're going to be working on that, right? Rashi says, turns out that the tree is now making an oil over you and the avodah zara together. So Gemara says, okay, so whose sheet does that the avodah zara makes you tamei? So we saw this a few times. Money, it's Rabbi Yudman Maseira, the Tanya, Rabbi Yudman Maseira Omer, Renayim the Krovus, and what the Chavim Shemitam be Oval. How do we know that, I guess, the stuff that's used for the worship of the Avodah Zarah is Matam be Oval? So Shenemar, the Pasuk says, it's in Tehillim, it says, Vayitzamdu Lebal Po'or, Vayochlu Zivchei Mesim. They worship Baal Po'or, and they ate Zivchei Mesim. So the Gemara makes a hekesh between Tekrovus and Avodah Zarah and the Mace. Ma meis matam ba'ol, after krovus avodah chavim matam ba'ol. Just like a meis matam ba'ol, so too avodah zara, matam ba'ol, so too here, you walk under the tree, there's no doubt that there's going to be a tikrovus avodah zara underneath it, you become tamei ba'ol, the rabbanim. I think it's a din the rabbanim.
Even though their
meis
is not
tamei ba'ol. Correct. But zifchei meis, that's the Gemara's learned out there. I have zifchei meis, I know zifchei meis, went through the whole limud. I think we did on Yud Aleph, Chaf Gimel, I'm not sure where it was. Okay. Then the Mishnah says, "Haisa gozelas es harabim." If the tree was stealing from the rabim, which we translated as being, which I think was Rashi said, Rashi said, "Hanofa no telushus harabim." If the branches are extending into the harabim, that's the cause of problem for people because now you're cutting off a thoroughfare. So then the gezer doesn't apply over there, right? If you're avar tachteh, tahor. So ibayilu, they asked the shaila. It says va'avar tachteh. So is avar o over? Avar means only the evidence okay, but you really shouldn't. Or over lichachila, you can even walk there. So Rav Yitzhak ben Elazar mishmei lechiski amar over lichachila. Rav Yochan amar im avar, meaning it's only if it's b'di'evet. Velo pliki, but they don't argue. Ha ikadirka achrina, ha dlekadirka achrina. It depends whether or not there's an equal path to go a different way. Not dirka achrina doesn't mean, oh, you can take an alternate route on ways, which is another 45 minutes to get around. With that. It means that there's the same amount of time, because otherwise ain't a double soap. There's always another way to go. It just means, Tosfos points out, in the second Tosfos on top, Peirush Katzar Kazeh, the Iba in Lamemar Afil Aruch Yoser Im Kain Ain't a double soap. Then there's no difference. Sorry? There's only one way.
If there's a church, there's a courtyard.
I'm not going to the churches. I'm not asking Lechem Ma'aser about churches. I don't know. Ask a rabbi. I don't know. Someone who's going to paskim. Okay. Fine. Amalei Rav Shesh Lufushameh. So Rav Shesh said to his servant, remember, Rav Shesh was blind, and he basically was carried by a shaman, some rickshaw type thing. He says, Ki Masis Lahasam, when we get there, in other words, we get to that place where the Asherah tree is hanging over the Sarabim, Ar Hitani. Let's go fast. Run fast. Someone says, Hei Chidami. What's the case? Either like a Diakrachrino, if there was no other way, Lami Artini. Why does he have to go fast? There's no other way. It's Mutter to go there. There's no problem. Right? Mishrashari. Vidi Ika Diakrachrino. If there is another way of equal length, Ki Amar Artini, Mishari. Just because you're going fast, who says it's Mutter? Just go the other way. There was no other way. So if there's no other way, why is he concerned about going fast? He says, Adam Chasu Shani. Because he's an important person. He wants to make sure that people don't think that, oh, never. I don't know what he thinks. He's an Adam Chasu Shani. Fine.
Maybe he knew where he was.
He knew the way they were going. He knew the route. Okay, next. It's like Menachem always says. This was hard. Zor in tachtehel yirakos b'mimos ha-geshomim. Sorry? We saw this Mishnah elsewhere. It says, Zor in tachtehel yirakos b'mimos ha-geshomim. During the rainy season, you can plant vegetables or vegetation of your vegetables underneath the tree. Because, basically, the tree is now going to be harmful to the vegetables. Mm-hmm. During the rainy season, you need as much sun as possible. And here the tree is blocking the sun. So, Zorin Tachtei Yerok is Mosek HaShamim. Abalo we Mosek Chama. But you can't plant underneath it during the sunny season. As Rashi says, Zorin Tachtei Yerok is Mosek HaShamim. She'ilam gam hu koshelahen she'ma'akev ha'cham levo. It's difficult, it makes it hard because it prevents the sun. Because in the summer, the shade is good for them. Because too much sun is not so good. The shade is good for them.
But how do you go under the tree without getting coming from the branches? Plant under the tree without getting coming?
That's a good question. I don't know. I guess you become tummy. It makes you tummy. I never understood. I don't think there's any isser in becoming tummy. It's just like, their ramifications.
It's
right. There's a status.
Yeah, it's
I
a process.
Right.
It's only a process.
I don't know. So, now, the hachazirin. Now, chazirin is how does he translate chazirin? He says here is
lettuce.
Lettuce, right? He says letug bilaz. Maybe that's lettuce. But chazirin, lobi mosacham lobi mosacham. You can't plant either in the rainy season or in the sunny season, because I guess there the shade is beneficial to it all the time. So even in the rainy season, the shade is good for it. Rabbi Yossi, Omer Yossi says, you can't even plant the vegetables in the rainy season, because we said that the shade is no good for it. But no sheres alein vahovel el zevel. I think it means that the leaves fall off the trees and lands on the and creates some sort of fertilizer or coverage for the vegetation, and therefore even in the rainy season the tree is good. You're getting benefit from the sheres tree. So the memra basically comes into a big sugya. The Mishnah said that the machloksim of Yosef Chachamim about whether or not you can put your rukos under the tree during the rainy season, right? Chachamim said you can. Rav Yosef said no, because the problem was that you have the rukos being grown by you have benefit from the leaves. So the Memra, according to Rav Yosef, says the Rav Yosef savar zevizar gorim aser. Seems that Rav Yosef says if you have two contributing factors doing something, one being usher, one being mutter, it becomes usher. Why? What's going on? Sugarashi. Zebeze, nevia the isser. The nevia is the leaf. That comes from usher. It's coming from the tree. Vikarka olam. And the karka is fine. Right? That's heter. Gorim li yirokos sheyigdalu. They're causing the yirokos to grow. It's zebeze gorim. Yet, Rabbi Yossi's holding that that's usher. So he says zebeze gorim usher. The Rabbanan Amri, and the Rabbanan, they don't disagree with the Metzias that the leaves are going to fall on it, but they're saying I have the leaves, which is Isser, contributing factor, and I have the shade, which is, and I have the Karka, which is a Mutter, a Heter contributing factor, and therefore it's Mutter. The Rabbanan Amri, Zev is a Gorin Mutter. The Gemara then says, but we learned the complete opposite in a different case. Ditznan, with the following case, we learned among Gimel Aves, Rav Yossi Omer. This was a case where you found a kli, and on the kli was the sun, the moon, or one of the tzuras of Uzara. Rabbi Yossi says, "Shochek v'zorei l'ruach, grind it up and spread, throw it into the wind. O matyul yam, or send it into the sea." And Amrulo, the Chacham said to them there, Ah, afinas zebel. This becomes fertilizer. V'nemar lo yidvok b'yotcham u'uma min hacherim. Kash rabbanon rabbanon. Kash rabbi yosi rabbi yosi. Over here, what's so the zevel, the ground up stuff goes into the air, it goes into my ground, and then I grow stuff. So that's zevel zegorim. It's the issus stuff from the avodah zarah, and it's the mutter stuff from the ground. And yet Rabbi Yossi says it's mutter, because he says that's what you can do, and Rabbi Yossi says it's aser, which is completely opposite of what we have now. So the Gemara says no. Bishlama Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi l'kasha. For Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi, there's no kasha. Why? This is difficult. Hasam the ka'azal ibud matir. There, when you're grinding it up and you're sending it out into the world, your whole point is to destroy it. Rashi says, "Hasam ka'azal ibud la'avdohu miskavin." It's already batel. V'lo garam avodos chachavim shenishdabra me'aleh. It's no worse than avodos chachavim that breaks by itself. Hilkach lekazev zegorim shereikan iser kol kach. There's not so much iser left in there. Nafil rabban lo aser el mishum gezera. He says, you grind it up, you mevatle. Tosfos says, what are you talking about? Tosfos says, v'kasha batuva, right? Number one, according to the Mandarama, says, v'kav nishtam re'ele asura, because one Mandarama says, the Avodah that breaks by itself is still asur. So then that would be a problem for it. And the field of Mandarama Nishari, he says, ha'im mevatle yisrael avos chavim. A Jew cannot be mevatle Avodah Zarah. So the Mishnah over there was saying, oh, you go ahead and you grind it up. Talking about a Jew. You can't be mevatle. So what's Rashi saying here that you're going to be mevatle Avodah Zarah? It was very difficult. Tosa says, "Look further down. Lechay near the farish, the ka'azal ibul leibud means the lo shchiach sheyavi lezibul bezriel ruach sheein nofel kol kach biyachad." He says it's not so shaykh. You're going to grind it up and spread it into the wind. How much is going to actually fall into your? It's just a percentage issue. It's not shaykh. Okay, so that's fine. So you answered Rabbi Yossi. How much time we have? 2 minutes. Okay. Ela the rabban kasha. But according to the Rabbanan, there's a kasha. One place they say Zez Evagorim is mutter in our Mishnah, and over there they say Zez Evagorim is aser. So first the Gemara says, Epoch, not flip it. Well, if you flip it, well, we just answer Rabbi Yossi, so you don't want to flip it. So they're saying, Ibrahim say, Emelot Epoch. Don't flip it, because the Rabbi Yossi Kiddushanin. Rabbi Yossi we answered like we just answered. The Rabbanan Kiddushanin Rav Mari Breder of Kahana. Rabbanan hold, the Gemara going to answer similar to the way that Rav Mari Breder of Kahana answered a different kasha regarding Behemoth Psulim Mikdashim. Mashish biach ba'or pogim basar. Something that's beneficial for one thing is detrimental for another thing. Hachanami, we can say, mashemash biach b'nevia pogim b'tzel. He says, it's not zev zegorim. As whatever benefit you get from the leaves falling on it, there's an equal or more detriment from the shade of the tree. So there's no gorim of iser here, because it basically gets offset by the shade. And therefore, this is not a case of Zev. Yes, normally I would hold Zev Zergorim is Aser like Rabbi Yossi has. But here it's not a case of Zev Zergorim, because the Gorim of Iser is not really there, because it's offset by the detriment caused by the shade. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have an excellent day. All right.